Beloved in Christ, today we're beginning the message by doing a little family business, okay? So just the guests need to be aware of that. It's nothing bad. Don't worry. Your family, what are they going to talk about? But family business in a good way this morning as we're talking about our vision, Vision 2030, and we're rolling that out this month pretty much. And you've been seeing communications, congregation, emails, and things like that, taking a look back to the first 5 years of our vision, 2000 to 2025, and the things we have accomplished from 2020 to 2025. We've learned a bit because this was kind of a new thing for us. It started way back when we sent some folks to Renewal Lab and things like that, and we put together this vision and worked hard at that, this visioning process. And so now here we are 5 years after that, really 7 years after that, but 5 years with Vision 2025, and we made some changes. But 2030 looks very similar, right? Vision 2030, a lot of the same things, just a couple of changes. The well-known motto stays the same, reach, renew, grow, as you see. And we know what that's about, reaching out with the gospel, renewing our community, and growing closer to Jesus Christ. And so as this is being rolled out now over this series of messages, we're looking at the first third of our vision. It's about reaching out with the gospel. And so Vision 2030, we got lots of input from committees and congregation members and lots of prayer, and then council approved that vision. Again, a lot of it stayed the same, but council also approved. The big thing that changed was a new set of what we call stretch goals. Stretch goals. Now, some people have no idea what those are. Other people do. Stretch goals are things that over a period of time you really have to stretch for. They're not something you can do like that. They're something that takes time, takes several years to accomplish. And we came up with, for each third of that vision, one new stretch goal. All right, so one new stretch goal for each third of the vision. As mentioned today, we're focusing on reaching out with the gospel and the stretch goal that goes with that. So I'm going to read it. Stretch goal number one, if you could go back one slide, Steve. We are reaching more people disconnected from faith in Christ through the creation and use of a clear path of belonging. See how it goes with the stretch goal. You can stay back on that slide, Steve. Thanks. Eager trigger finger there. But we're reaching more people disconnected from faith in Christ through the creation and use of a clear path of belonging. Now, what in the world is that all about? A clear path of belonging. Lots of words there. What does that mean? Well, perhaps the best way to explain it is to think about this in regards to a pathway or a journey. And so now if we could have that next slide. Yeah, so this is a sample. So you see, it's an unfolding journey. I know you can't read all the words, but on the far left there, it says disconnected from faith, disconnected from anything to do with faith community. And on the right, the far right, is a connection to faith in Jesus Christ and a connection to our church, faith community. And there's steps all in between. That's just a sample of one church put together. All right, so there's a committee of our church that was already tasked just last month by our council to create that for our own church. So that's where that creation of a path of belonging comes from. They're working on creating that path of belonging and the steps in between. What do we expect in those steps in between for someone who maybe is totally disconnected from church and Jesus Christ and comes along into our church and becomes connected to Jesus Christ? So the evangelism committee is working on that, creating that, but also you, congregation, you also. So as you think about that, what steps can you plug into when that path of belonging comes into being? What steps can you be working on along with that committee as a congregation? What kind of measurable evidence over that five-year period can we do that would help create that path of belonging and then use that path of belonging. And we came up with some measurable evidence. Well, if this path of belonging starts happening, it gets created and starts being used, what do we kind of hope to see? Five or more disconnected individuals or families show sustained engagement at faith community. Okay, over a five-year period, and hopefully it's more, but as more than five or more disconnected people, that they would start to be connected. And then second, five or more formerly disconnected individuals profess their faith. So they're not only kind of connected here, but they profess their faith in Jesus Christ and commit their lives to Jesus Christ. And then also that 10% of first-time guests are invited by a current member. So, you know, we had this band here, and of course a lot of people came just because they're family members of the band. But what about week after week, are we inviting people and such? So those are the measurable evidence for seeing if, hey, are we getting this stretch goal right over this five-year period? And that's then, of course, where we come in, congregation. And so for the rest of the message now that the family business is kind of over, all right, we're going to see what it's going to take to go after that stretch goal. What's it going to take? As you might guess, it has a lot to do with being able to reach out with the gospel, the first part of our vision statement, reach out with the gospel. Now, here's where things might get a little uncomfortable. We might say, well, up until now, this hasn't been too much of a stretch, right? You know, a committee's going to do the work. Great, fantastic. I might plug in a little bit. But actually, reaching out with the gospel to someone with my words? Are you kidding me? That's quite the stretch. That's the basis of the sermon title, though. So quite the stretch. Now, before we get all nervous, we'll get into that a little bit. Let's talk about stretches. Now, this band, have you ever heard the word embouchure? You're shaking your head. Yeah, that's kind of how your mouth is supposed to be as you play one of these instruments that you blow into, right? The brass, the woodwinds, the flutes, and things like that. Embouchure. Your mouth has to be a certain way. And whether you know it or not, you are doing stretches related to it. Anytime you maybe play for a while and you go, because you're tired, that's a stretch, right? Or kind of going like this, that's a stretch. So musicians have their stretches, right? But there's also stretches in the sports world and things like that. So let's have some fun, all right? Mrs. Horton, if you could stand right in the aisle there. This will be fun. Don't worry. We'll do some stretches. Okay, you stand over there. We'll do some stretches. First one's very easy because there's easy stretches and there's harder stretches, right? Easy stretch. Okay. Can you do that one? Yeah. You can do this too, congregation. Probably need this about this time. Okay, and then we move over here very slowly. Yeah, terrific. There's a stretch. Easy, hard? Yeah, easy. Okay, here's another one. Ready? Okay, it's this one, where you're a cross-arm body stretch, right? Stretching that shoulder. You can do this to a congregation, all right? Don't punch your neighbor, yeah. This one, yeah, kind of easy. It stretches out that shoulder and things like that, right? All right, what could be another one? Let's see. Yeah, how about a little harder now? How about this thing here? What's his quads, right? So you do this number. Yeah, you've done this before, haven't you? Yeah. See, I'm holding on to something. You're all right, here's where I... All right, that's a little medium for me, okay? That's a little medium for me. All right, now here's another one. We'll face each other. Okay, I know you have a skirt, but kind of do this. We're doing the inner thigh, right? So it's a little more medium. It's not easy, it's medium. So you go the other way. You feel it, yeah? Okay, another one. Okay, now it gets a little harder yet. So we're going to do this, foot right, way up, like, keep it straight, and then bend back. Oh, my goodness. Bend back. Yeah, you feel that in the back of your leg? Yeah. Hard for me. All right? Same thing that side. Yeah. Okay, good. Last one. You ready for this one? Yeah. For me, hardest of all, touch your toes. You proved my point perfectly. Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate it. Hard for me, easy for Sarah, right? Gary Vaynerberg had reverse something shoulder surgery. This is not easy for him right now, right? This one's not easy for him. So that's the way these stretch goals are, and our part in them as well. Some things might be a piece of cake for someone, others a little harder, and it might be reversed for someone else, and some are right in the middle. So we're going to go through some Bible verses, all right, that talk about reaching out with the gospel that my friend Brian Pickard forwarded to me wonderfully, and I looked at them, I said, yes, these will work perfectly. Now, Brian doesn't do that every time, okay, but this time he did. So let's look at the first verse. Ephesians 6, pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. All right, so a lot of words underlined there. So let's take the first thing. What jumps out at the word pray, right? So one of the things that we're doing, that we're stretching with, is we got to be praying about spreading the gospel, about telling the good news, reaching out with the good news. So prayer, and for some of us, oh yeah, I do that all the time anyway. Well, great. But for others, that prayer isn't something that we work on very hard. We need to stretch, okay? Next thing, God's words. Yeah, we have to remember, and that for some of us it's a stretch, that when we talk to someone, this is God's words that are coming out of our mouths. And we need to have that trust that, wow, yes, it's God. And sometimes we think, yeah, maybe, maybe not. But we stretch for that and recognize that these words are given to us from God. Next word, fearlessly, or the word boldness, right? Oh, man, that's a stretch for a lot of us. Maybe we're shy, we're introverted, I can't even talk to people about what I'm having for dinner, let alone tell the gospel to them. Well, then it's a bigger stretch than someone who says, well, I can talk to somebody about anything. Littler stretch, okay? But that's a stretch too, recognizing that there's boldness. Now, know the gospel. That's another one. Where do I get that on there? The mystery of the gospel. Make known the mystery of the gospel. Do you have the mystery of the gospel in your brain, in your heart? You can tell people, yeah, well, I'm a Christian. Well, what does that mean? I mean, can you tell them that I'm a sinner saved by the grace of Jesus Christ, and Jesus died on the cross and rose again for me? Can you quote some scripture verses? You know, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Pick some verses out of Romans. The wages of sin, of that sin, is death. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. And also another one from Romans, if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, and if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Do we have those verses kind of ready to go? We pass this out a year or two ago now, this gospel summary, and I know you all have it, and this is something that, yeah, I could be learning that. And you say, well, I can't memorize anything. You memorize songs very easily on the radio. Most people do. So let's work on that as well. So this might be an area where some of us need to stretch a lot more. Others might be great memorizers. They already have it. Great. It's a smaller stretch for you. Okay, next word. Obligation, there it is, as I should. Wow. So this is an obligation that God gives us. That's a stretch. I didn't think God really obligated or commanded me to do. Yes, he did. So for some of us, that's a real stretch. Okay, next verse. But when they arrest you, so Paul's dealing with some persecution here, of course, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. So what stretches do we have here? Okay, no worries. Well, that's tough, isn't it? Because we worry about a lot of things, don't we? So for some of us, that's a stretch. For others, it's like, oh, I don't worry about much of anything. Not as big of a stretch. Next thing, God's words. There's that one again. These are God's words. Okay, is there another one on this one, or we go to the next one? Yeah, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders, making the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Colossians 4. So what's the first one here? There it is. Pray again. Pray. We had that one. Don't need to go over it again. Next one. Opportunity. Oh, so we're praying for someone or another person or an opportunity to share the gospel. Opportunity that God may open a door. We're praying for an opportunity. So not only am I praying for boldness, I'm praying for someone who needs to hear. That's a stretch for some of us. We like to pray for people who have health conditions and medical concerns. But praying for someone, I need to share the gospel with this person. I'm going to pray for them that there might be an opportunity for that. What's the next one? Know the gospel. There it is. May proclaim it clearly, right? The know the gospel one. I got to have some verses memorized here. This verse has got so full of it, that so full of things that we go to it again. So what's the next one? It's an obligation there. That one is, again, as I should. What's the next one? Gracious speech. Your conversation be always full of grace. This made me think of who here, younger person, knows, well, older too, the game I Spy. Anyone? I Spy. You look at, you're riding in the car, I spy something orange. The person has to guess. Do you know what that game was called? And I don't know, maybe this was a Chicago thing, but you know what that game was called when I was growing up? I see something you don't see. What a terrible way to say that. Like, you know, it's mean. It's kind of like I'm holding something over you. I see something you don't see. It's got na-na-na-na-na built right into it. Did anyone else play that game? I see something? Chicago thing. Okay. Yeah, I figured. But, we don't hold the gospel over someone and say, I got something you don't have. Ha-ha. No. Full of grace in the way we talk to people. Winsomeness, as it is sometimes called. Winsome. We speak winsomely, full of grace. Next passage. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one Spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. So what do we have on this one? Live out the gospel. Okay, so we know how this works, congregation. I prayed about it. I included it in the prayer that we would live a way that reflects Jesus Christ so that people at work, for example, say to themselves and maybe say out loud, you know what, I never hear this guy or this girl swear. Everyone else in his workplace swears like crazy. I never hear you swear. Why is that? Okay, you know how that works. Well, you're so honest in the way you deal with people. Live it out. Conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. That's the second one there. Put the next thing up, Steve. So there's then stand firm in the one Spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel. So there's a unity here. So we're united in doing this, moving forward, beloved. 5 years, 2030, right? We're working united. Different people doing different things, of course, but all of us always in mind, hey, I need to tell someone about Jesus Christ. We're united in that as a congregation, helping each other do that. Okay, next one. There's boldness again. We don't need to go through that one again without being frightened. Next one. For 2 whole years, Paul stayed. This is the kind of the summary statement of the book of Acts for Paul, Acts 28. For 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness, without hindrance. There's a new one there. Welcoming. Be welcoming. So when someone comes in the door of our church, whether you invited them or not, they come in, I don't recognize this person. I'm going to introduce myself. Hello there. What's your name? Welcome. Glad you're here. Is that happening? Can that begin to be a thing that a lot of people do? Not just a few people, but a lot of people do. So be welcoming. Next one, know the gospel. That one we had already. Next one, boldness. There's that one again. Okay, so we have gone through all these, and now look at all these stretches. That's what we went through. We saw all those stretches. We talked about each one. Some hard, some easy, some in between, some harder for one person than they might be for another person, or easy for one person than it might be another person, harder. But we're in this together for the next 5 years. So let's stretch for this goal. Let's stretch to do these things. Let's learn how to speak our faith. Let's get really good at being welcoming. Let's be praying about being bold and about knowing that he'll give us the words to say, and about asking God to give us opportunities to speak up. And as we speak up, let's live out that same gospel. It's quite the stretch, friends, but we can sure try. Right? Right. All right. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to have you in a second stand up and stretch. All right? And that'll give the band time to get to their seats too. So you're just going to stretch, do whatever stretch you want to do for a little while till the band's in place. And then I'm going to offer prayer. And then we're going to have our closing song. All right? So get up and stretch. You've been working hard here. Easier. All right, band's already here. Let's go to God in prayer. Father in heaven, as we stretch for this reaching out with the gospel goal, as we create and use a path of belonging all along the way, put the gospel first and foremost in our hearts so that we are always ready to give an answer for the hope that we have. We know that this is a task unfinished. So help us do our part as you stretch us and as we stretch for you. For Jesus' sake, let all God's people say, Amen. Amen.